Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are Bob, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Chris is on mute, isn't she?
Sorry.
Chris is like Steve. She's boycotting saying hello.
I am. I'm boycotting. He asked me to do that. He said, hey, I'm not going to be here. Could you keep up the fight? And I was like, okay.
Well, you blew it.
I know. Sorry.
On today's show, we are going to be discussing, you can't really put this in a title. So what we're going to be discussing is the pros and the cons of short trips and the pros and cons of long trips. So some people want to know how many days are enough and what's too short and what's too long. And we're going to have to dig deep into this and let you know what we think on different topics. So let's get going. First, let's hit what do you consider a short trip? Lauren, what do you think? What's a short trip?
Three nights, I would think, is a short trip to me.
Okay. Three or fewer?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob?
The same. Three nights, 4 days.
Yeah.
Or less would be a short trip to me.
Yeah. Chris is probably still on mute.
No, I'm here, and I'm like chomping at the bit. I want to agree with Bob and Lauren.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Gasp! She's agreeing with us.
Exactly.
But does that make a four-night trip a long trip?
No. Yeah. I think it's interesting that Disney did all this research, and they found out that most guests actually stay for 4 nights and go into the parks for 4 days, which is why there's a total... You know, the 5 day and more ticket, you know, it's a lot less. So I
trying
think
to under up them one.
Yeah. So I think, you know, anything really, you know, 4 days is kind of average.
Okay.
Definitely a long trip would be more than seven nights.
I think 5 nights is more average.
I was going to say five to
people.
6 nights would be average, and I consider a long trip to be probably 7+.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I think, you know, there's certainly some gray area in between, but let's just say 4 to 6 nights medium or average, and 7+ nights long, and 4 nights minus would be a short trip. No, 3 nights. 3 nights. Is that what you said? Okay.
3 nights or less would be a short trip.
Okay, got it. All right, so we've got that established. We've got one thing down. Who is a short trip good for?
People that have gone before.
Yeah. I was going to say, ideally, it's best for people that have been there, who know their way around Walt Disney World. I think it can work for, you know, if that's the only time you can get down there, you know, you've only got a couple days passing through, or you're going on business and you've got a couple days to spend there, and, you know, you're only going to hit a couple parks, I think, you know, a short trip can work. Or I think it can also work for people that are coming down just for a specific event, like, I'm going to do a long weekend to do Food and Wine Festival, mm-hmm. or to enjoy holiday events at Walt Disney World.
Or a marathon.
I like that. You know, then you don't need the average trip or the long trip. So I think those are the groups that short trips ideally work for. You know, I certainly wouldn't suggest to somebody going their first time, oh, do a, you know, 3 nights is perfect.
No, yeah. I cringe. But I think, of course, locals, Bob is a local, you might want to, if you were a little further out, you might consider, you know, a 2-night stay or something to make a long weekend. But you're too close to really stay overnight that much.
I have stayed, and I've done a week, and that's not entirely uncommon. I've even done that when I was living in Orlando, and that's not uncommon of people, some people living there.
You forget your toothbrush, so you drive home and get
right,
it.
Exactly, right,
it's closer than going to Walmart. Okay.
You know, you don't want to eat it at that one of the restaurants? Just drive home, you know, and then come back.
Yeah, you've got the pot roast in the crock pot anyway, so.
Right, you know, you got to drive back after a full day at the Magic Kingdom. That's
okay.
Exactly it. But right, I mean, so it is perfect for me as well if I wanted to do that, like for something such as Food and Wine Festival. Oh, I know I'm going to be drinking. You know, I don't think I want to drive home late at night. I'll just stay for one or two nights. It's perfect.
Yeah, I like that. I think it can actually work out really well. Just, you know, like in my case, I have an annual pass, and, you know, we probably do one long family trip a year, and then I'll do a couple of shorter trips, research trips, I like to call them. And I don't mind going down for two nights. I mean, granted, I'm fairly close, and my airfare is not that high coming from North Carolina, but I think it can be a really fun weekend trip, like a mother, kid, like if I want to bring just one of my kids, or a adult trip, like you go with your friends, that's like a great amount of time. I mean, the only problem is you go when you're doing a two or three night trip.
Right, and that is a big con. I guess if we're going to talk cons of short trips, yeah, that is certainly one of them. Is, you know, how do you get it all in? And
right,
I guess you really can't. You kind of have to limit yourself.
If you're a first timer, don't fool yourself. You know, three nights is not. I'd rather speak in terms of days, just because I like to switch things up. No, I think it's easier to figure out how many days at the parks. You've got four parks. If you want to hit each park, you're going to need 4 days.
4 days
or more. That Magic Kingdom is going to. It's a 2-day park.
I will say that I have had friends come down, and I had a girlfriend come down with her two teenage sons, and they got into town on a Friday morning, and they left on Sunday, like, night, and they went for the entire time, and I think they did everything. But they just, I mean, it was, like, exhausting.
That's got to be miserable, though.
Right. No, they had
a blast. I guess if you have the right mindset.
Well, and they didn't, you know what, for their budget, that was all they could really afford. And so that's what they did. And I do have, I don't recommend it, but I do see people do that. And I know in my 20s, when I lived in Tallahassee, we would come down and we would go, you know, we would do three parks, you know, two parks in one day very easily.
Oh,
and
yeah.
No problem. So, because you're young, you have energy.
Yeah, but you're also probably skipping a lot of the,
the
more childish rides.
I've seen you do three parks in a day now.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to brag.
Well, I think it depends, too, on if you're going to do a short trip. You know, yes, like we were saying, a con is that you have to sacrifice. So you're either not hitting every attraction or you're not hitting all the parks or... You're giving certain things up, but you also have to look at when you're going. I mean, if you're going in like October and it's a lot less crowded, you're certainly going to be able to get more done, and you're probably not going to be as exhausted just because the heat isn't as bad as if you're going in the middle of summer and it's hot and it's, you know, it's the heat just gets you down and it's crowded and the wait times for everything are longer. So that's a big factor too. And then, yeah, I mean, a short trip is great for like a mom and child or, you know, a couple of adults or a group of adults. I couldn't see like a parent and a small child, you know, like an infant or a toddler, that working, you know, especially if they were solo. I couldn't see that working. So
it really just depends on how well you know the parks and, you know, what your style is, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, another downside, I think, to the short trips is the inability to maybe not get in dining choices that you want, you know, because you're going to be spending so much time in the parks or you're going to feel like you need to be in the parks as much as possible. You're probably going to sacrifice some sit-down restaurants or, you know, maybe skip a character meal or that sort of thing.
So that actually brings up a good point. Like if you're going on a short trip, do you get the dining plan? I don't think so.
No,
like
I
if
wouldn't.
You're just for two nights or so, the dining plan, you could really mess that up. And I actually have messed that up on a 3-night trip with my oldest child. I think he was 8 at the time. That was like a year or so ago. And we went down and we missed every single one of our ADRs.
Mm. No, I think if you were going to do any dining plan for a short trip, it would be maybe quick service dining.
I'm just remembering that, Bob, you know I missed that ADR because you guys ate at Via Napoli without me.
That's
y'all were so, you guys were so mad at me.
Yes, I think, as I recall,
you were stuck in Hollywood Studios.
No, I don't think you were stuck. I think you blew us off for a dance-off, a Star Wars dance-off featuring a Wookiee.
I did.
You know, which, sorry. Okay, it's understandable. I mean, you know, Wookiee versus Italian hairy guy, you know. Yeah, I'd go with the...
There's actually not a huge difference now that I think about it.
but you know, whatever. You made your choice. You know, you made your bed. You live. You know, you sleep in it.
Yeah.
But no. So yeah. I think you do stand to miss reservations that way. And now, because so many of them require that $10, you know, credit card hold, if you don't give 24-hour notice, you're going to find yourself charged. So yeah, I'd probably skip the dining plan.
Yeah.
You know, or go just quick service. And again, that goes back to, you know, another reason why it's, you know, short trips are not great for, you know, first-time visitors, you know, because you're going to miss out on a lot of good dining and some great character meals, you know, possibly.
I think you need the full experience the first time. Or if you're newer echoing and you're not really familiar with the ins and outs of the parks.
Yeah, I think if you go for a short stay, I don't think you can really say that you've been to Disney, because there's so much you haven't experienced. I mean, of course, you can say you've been there, but...
Yeah, but you could go there 50 times and not experience everything.
That is a good point.
No, but I understand what Lisa's saying is you'll run into people in the parks, or at least I have, and you'll see their first-time visitor buttons, and you start to talk to them, and one of the things they so often say is, we didn't realize how big it was.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, and it's easy to say, okay, well, they've got four parks. Well, people don't, you know, everybody's got a different vision in their head of what that is.
Yeah, and there's a lot more than just four parks when you do Disney, so to speak.
Right, and you know, getting there, the transportation, I think, is a big factor, too, that a lot of people don't realize that, you know, getting on a bus or a tram or a boat, you know, to get to your park takes up a lot of time. You know, even driving there, you know, just to get to the Magic Kingdom part of the TTC, take the monorail over, that sort of thing. So
if I tell someone that it takes 17 minutes by bus to get to the Magic Kingdom, like, are you kidding me? And I said, if you're at the Contemporary and you take the monorail, you're looking at 17 minutes too. So, you know, you'd walk, but if you're at the Poly, you're looking at a long ride. And people think that they want to be 2 minutes away from the park, and that doesn't happen
now.
Yeah, and if you're coming from Disneyland, you know, if you're a regular out there and you're used to the two parks there, where literally you walk out of one, cross the promenade, and walk into the other, yeah, that's kind of a shock.
That's a big difference. That's a huge difference. Well, not to mention you can walk out of your resort and you're in a park.
Yes, that is true, too, in the case of the Grand Californian.
Yeah, and you're in a park.
So very big difference. So I think that's another kind of a good point, you know, for shorter stays. One of the things, I guess the best piece of advice I would give someone is stay on property.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
I mean, even if it costs a little bit more, you know, what you're going to save in time and convenience – you know, not having to drive over and pay parking and find a spot and, okay, you know, now I have to find the tram and how do I get to the front gate and, you know, all that stuff. You know, you don't have to worry about get on Disney transportation. They'll get you there. You know, it's fine. That's probably, you know, the strongest piece of advice I can give for a short trip. I mean, I don't know. What do you think is like the best thing you could tell somebody taking a short trip?
Can I say something that I normally wouldn't say? Because I think if you're taking a short trip, then you're probably on a pretty tight budget. But I would say get the most convenient resort you can get. And in some ways, that's going to be a monorail resort. Because if I'm there for only 3 days, I don't want to spend all my time riding from the All-Stars back and forth to the parks. You know, I want to be a little bit in the middle of it. Maybe I want to stay at Beach Club, you know, or Boardwalk or something closer to a park.
Right,
I
two
actually
parks. Yes.
Don't agree with that.
Really?
Okay. Why?
I know. I'm
well,
sorry.
Why? No.
Because I think if you're there on a budget and you're only there for a couple of days, are you really going to spend $500 a night on a deluxe resort?
You know, people have done it. they will be remain nameless.
You know.
Okay. Well. I mean. Yeah.
I don't know. To me, if I'm going on a budget and I want to just do a couple of days just to get a feel for it, I'm going to go as cheap as possible.
You know, I don't actually base any of my trips. I just base my trips on what I can afford at that time.
Me too.
I mean, generally, you know, if I can afford it, I wouldn't mind spending a lot of money on.
Yeah, if I had money to burn, but most people don't have money to burn.
And I don't either, but I'm just saying, you know, if I have it, I don't know. I mean, I've stayed at the Grand Floridian for like two nights once. And it was a great trip because it was a three-day trip, and that's all the time I had. And it was probably one of my better trips. And part of it was because where I stayed, you know, it was convenient. And we were hardly in the resort, I will admit it. But, you know, I didn't feel like I, you know, I didn't feel bad about spending it.
Well, so what are the pros? I mean, we've been talking a lot of cons about, you know, short trips. What are the pros to a short trip?
It gets you your Disney fix.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to say you're there for one.
Yeah.
That's a huge pro. Yeah.
It's like a drug.
For me, you know, I have a really like at some point I'm going to, you know, I found that when I got an annual pass, I started doing the Disney math, and Lauren, you're in danger of doing that because you're getting an annual pass on your next trip. And I have to say, you start doing the Disney math and you're like, oh, I need to get a couple more days in. And when you're not buying that ticket, it's so easy to get down there. And you do, you get that fix, you know, you get it more often.
See, but waiting, I do the Disney math anyway.
I know. Waiting a whole year does kind of stink, though. You have to admit it. Like, when you have a whole year to wait.
Yeah. Well, and when you go a lot, like, I mean, me, I just went and in June, and I'm going in September, and I'm already working on January.
Yeah.
Like, you just keep wanting to plan the next one.
And for those people not familiar with Disney math, Chris, why don't you kind of just share what that is?
Disney math is when you justify, when you play with the numbers to justify either starting a trip, upgrading your resort, upgrading to an annual pass, getting
staying
the dining
longer.
Plan, staying longer. And it's especially common with plane tickets. Like, for example, we all know if you fly in on a Saturday, it's going to cost more money. So you're like, maybe I'll fly in on Friday and use the money I saved from that flight to book another room. And I've done that, you know, like
I've done that so many
right.
times.
And even if you're not like that's when you start doing the split stays. Cause you're like, you know, like I'll rent DVC points or something and I'll have like a week at Boardwalk, but it was cheaper to fly in. So I stay like, you know, the whole family will stay at Pop or something. And you know, it's like, and you do save, you know, I mean,
right.
So,
and when you buy, and when you buy an annual pass, you start saying, well, I paid this much. And, you know, so I need to stay at least a minimum of this many nights over
yeah.
the next year to pay for the pass, to justify the cost of this pass.
Exactly. Husband's just like, you know, my husband's like, you're terrible at math. And it shows because of how you have figured out all this vacationing stuff, you know, and but.
But Disney math is different. So
it is different. He's a statistician, so he doesn't believe that.
Right. All right, so that's kind of pros and cons, I think, of the short trips, right?
Well,
I mean,
I do have one big con on the short trip, if I can mention, and it's kids. I find that my children, like the little ones, not my now 10-year-old, but the 5-year-olds, they need time to adjust. So a shorter trip is kind of a problem for them. Especially when they were really little, like 3, they needed a longer trip because we had taken them on shorter ones and, you know, they have to get used to a place. They got to get
right.
used to sleeping in a different place.
Kind of what we were saying earlier is you know, one parent with a child trips might work on a short trip, but if they're older kids, yeah. I'm sorry, Lisa, you were...
I was going to say, if you do a short trip with kids, you know they're going to just throw themselves on the floor when you say, okay, it's time to go home. We
yeah.
just got here.
Wait a second. I do that on every trip.
I believe it.
It doesn't matter if it's 3 days or 7, I do that every trip.
And it was right in the middle of the Animal Kingdom Lodge lobby, and it was just...
And it echoed.
It got ugly.
It did echo, and that's huge... Those huge ceilings, and yeah,
it was bad.
Thanks, Lauren. Yeah. We are forever banned from that lobby.
I now have something else in my file that I wasn't even responsible for.
You know? Keep Bob out of here.
So,
love it.
Yeah. So yeah, I think those are all pretty valid points. But I think they can work under the right circumstances for, you know, the right people, you know, the right guest, you know, the right time, you know. I certainly couldn't rule them out because, like we all agreed, it gets you there and it satisfies a Disney fix. Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah, it's an expensive drug, too, for sure. Sorry, expensive drug.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I'm done with short trips because they've got to be good for something. Like we said, the events.
Getting your fix. With your friends.
Yeah.
Escape from reality.
Right.
You know.
Well, and not, okay, so say like in Lauren's case, Lauren's husband is not a Disney lover. This gives Lauren an opportunity to kind of go down and have a short little guilt-free trip. You know what
Lots
I'm saying?
Of them. Lots
yeah.
Of those.
Exactly. So, I mean, that works out really well. Keeps the husband happy. Keeps Lauren happy.
It's all about keeping the husband happy.
Yes.
Is that what it's all about?
No, not really.
No, it's really about keeping mommy happy so that mommy doesn't want to kill everybody else. Let mommy go to Disney. It'll all be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that. All right. Let's go on to long trips. I mean, is there anything wrong with a long trip?
No.
There's nothing wrong with a long trip. Except the price tag.
Money.
The price. The price makes it wrong. And it's, again, oh, this gets back to the price. You know, maybe you can't afford to stay at the Contemporary for 7 nights, but you might can afford to stay there for 3 nights. So, you know, it gives you an opportunity to experience a deluxe resort for a shorter amount of time, but, you know, without having to do a split stay, which can be complicated.
Who do we think a long trip is good for?
Families.
Families.
First-timers.
I was going to say, if you've got endurance problems and you can't walk that long or you don't do well in the heat or...
You have the legs of an 85-year-old.
Like some agents I know.
Like certain podcasters, yes.
Yes.
You know,
but
yeah,
anyone, certainly don't do a long trip if it's going to put you in debt. I get so sad when I see people do that. And, you know, they give you a credit card and then they give you another one because that one was declined. And
oh, gosh.
Like, if you can't afford this, don't do it, please. I mean, Disney's wonderful, but...
It'll be there.
It'll be there, and that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So just keep saving. And you know what? What's nice is when you jump on with one of these Pixie agents, one of your mouse chatters or otherwise, you could set up a payment plan. If it's a $3,000 vacation that you're looking to do and you're not going for 10 months, you've got a payment plan right there.
Yeah.
And we can figure it out so that everything is paid off by your 45-day due date.
Yeah, those long trips, I like to book like a year out and just pay it off every month, and then when the final payment comes, it's done. It's so easy.
Right, and then you don't even feel it. You know, you're there, you're not going to have that. Yeah, you know, you're not going to have that big bill at checkout. You know, they can't even slide it under the door at the end of the week because it's you know it's too thick. You know.
Yep.
So they have to deliver it in a box. You know. You know, yeah, you don't want that, but I don't think there's anything wrong with long trips, but I think they're great for people that need extra time, like people with endurance problems, families for sure. You know, with younger kids, I think it especially because you know you may need to be taking out time for naps and breaks and rest periods and stuff. I think they work out great for people who are looking just to. You know, besides the parks, they're looking to relax, you know, maybe spend some time at the pool or spend, you know, just downtime unwinding. I think they're great for people that maybe want to, dare I say it, venture off Disney property and explore what else Orlando has to offer.
Does it have things to offer? I don't believe you. Take it back.
Yeah.
There's nothing else out there. There's nothing but Disney.
No. You know, I don't think we need a boy on this podcast right now.
No.
We can hang. I can disconnect him and
get rid of him.
Because he's obviously on something right now. Mm-hmm. And we don't promote that here at Mouse Chat. I'm sorry.
A crazy drug or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's been
drinking the butter beer. That's what he's been doing.
That's right. Oh. The butter beer that you can't find on Disney property, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You know what? He's cheating on Disney.
I am, but you know what? She loves me back. So it's mm-hmm. good.
Don't think she doesn't know. Right. Why do you think you have the file you do?
That's right. Disney
That's right.
doesn't know. Yeah. Disney knows, and they don't like it either. But yeah, I'm still cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
But who else? Oh, you know, I also think they're great for people that want to experience, you know, again, stuff outside the resorts, but not just, I mean, like things like tours. Or, you know, like during Christmas time, they want to take a day and explore all the other resorts that are decorated for the holidays. Having the extra time on a longer trip to do that is nice. You know, you can just set aside a day and you won't feel like you're
yes,
taking away.
Because some of those tours are all day.
Yes. Yes, they can be.
When you're on short trips, I think people feel less inclined to visit the resorts and the pools and the water parks, but on a longer trip you will find the time to do this. You'll even make the time to do this. Okay, this is designated our Blizzard Beach day, and this is designated our resort pool relax enjoy yourselves day.
Yeah, and I think that's so important to do that. I mean, maybe halfway through your trip, you know, just take a day to, you know, we're not going to go into the parks, or we're not going to go into the parks till at night if you mm-hmm. really have to go to the parks. You know, we're just going to spend a day swimming and relaxing. And
Downtown Disney.
Downtown Disney, catching up on sleep, whatever, because, you know, you don't want to get home from an awesome trip and feel like you need a vacation from the vacation you just took. You know, to recover and to rest up. So having that down day is really nice. But so many people don't want to do that, you know. They don't want to take away.
Yeah, and it sounds funny.
I can't do it.
It sounds funny to take a vacation after your vacation, but so many people, okay, that's an overstatement. A good number of people will book a land and sea, and they'll do it in that order because they know they're going to need a vacation after their Walt Disney World experience. And people that say, I want to do a cruise first and then do Disney World when I get back, you sure? I mean,
Chris is sure.
I mean, it's,
yes.
But she's an expert. You don't mess with her.
She is an expert, yeah.
I'm just weird.
But for your average client, I think that's a huge undertaking to spend all this time on a wonderful, relaxing cruise where you can do whatever you want, and then you get off of that, and then you go for this go, go, go mentality of the parks, and that's what the parks are about.
Right, I agree. I mean, if I was going to do a land and sea with a Disney cruise, I would do the cruise later to recover and rest up and you know, have the ability to do as much or as little on the cruise as I wanted to, knowing that there aren't any theme parks to go to, and, you know, the biggest attraction there is maybe the aqueduct. You know.
Well, you've got Pirate Night and the fireworks. Dinner reservations.
Yeah.
Character greetings.
Well, you've got entertainment for sure, but, you know,
yeah.
It's not like you've
It's not tiring. It's
right.
not all the walking and, you know, standing in line and this and that. So it is different.
Right. Here's a good question. I mean, I think we all said 7 nights or more is a long trip in our minds. Would you rather do like an average length of stay at a deluxe resort, or would you rather stay longer at, say, a moderate or value resort?
Mm. It depends on how many days I'm going to gain by stepping down, or how many days I'd lose by stepping up. I can certainly handle a value or a moderate. But I like my deluxe.
Right.
That's tough.
That is a tough question.
Well,
what about you, Bob? What about Bob?
I think it's so much easier for me because I'm local. But even if I wasn't
rubbing it in,
I Oh, please, like you're not in the parks.
Yeah,
like,
you're there just as much as he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know,
you rival
but...
me in the amount of days that you are in the parks, Chris. You put some AP holders who live in the area to shame. So, but no,
I'm
I mean, even if I, some might call that admirable, but, you know, even if I wasn't local, I'm a deluxe guy. I just like the features of a deluxe. I mean, I don't have anything against the values. Well, I don't have anything. I've stayed in moderates and I've stayed in values. I don't have anything against them other than, I don't know. It's just not me. It's not how I vacation.
Do you know how snotty you sound right now?
Very. No, I really don't have anything against values or moderates. I'm not saying they're bad resorts. I don't think that at all. But for me, I think I would rather do, you know, a couple less days at a deluxe than a couple more at, let's say, a moderate. Now, if you told me, well, you could do a week at a deluxe or 2 weeks at a moderate, yeah, I might have to consider it. But I don't know. I mean, I have an opportunity.
But when you look at the price tag, that's sometimes what it comes down to.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is something that people struggle with. You know, do I want to stay longer or do I want to go for the, you know, do I want to be, you know, staying in the at a deluxe and enjoying...
Okay, Bob.
You know, the amenities.
This is what it is.
Okay.
Let's say beach club.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yes,
does
absolutely.
Does that tickle your fancy?
That it does. It's my home away from home.
Okay,
beach club
so,
and yacht club. Yeah.
Beach club.
Mm-hmm.
7 nights.
Okay.
5-day park hopper.
Uh-huh.
Dining plan.
Uh-huh.
Versus 14 nights, 10-day hopper. Dining plan, French Quarter.
Ooh.
French Quarter.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't been in the French Quarter in years. And it's been totally remodeled. I mean, that's how long it's been. And it was.
Yeah, that's.
And it may be that I'm actually staying there next summer with some family. We'll see. But. Yeah, I mean, that 14 days is kind of hard to turn away, but...
Same price tag.
Oh, wow.
Actually, your moderate's going to come out a little cheaper per day because you've got those, you know...
Gosh, that is a tough...
I don't think I want to be there for 14 days, to be honest.
Oh, I could be there for 14
days. I could be there for 7 and then come back 3 weeks later for, like, 3.
Well, I don't know.
A lot.
I mean, I love...
Okay, I mean, we can change it to 4 and 8.
Okay, if 4 and 8.
I mean, the principle is the same.
8 is easy to pick.
8 is easy to pick because 4 isn't enough.
Yeah.
Well, for
8 is enough. Sorry.
Actually, 8 is
wow.
When is the last time?
Just make a bad 70s television joke?
Oh, my God. When is the last time any of y'all have stayed more than a week on property? Mm-mm. And Lisa, it doesn't count if you worked there.
Well, I stayed December for 8 days.
Did you really? See, we stayed for 9, and I thought...
And it was awesome.
See, I thought the 9...
See, 8 or 9, I think that's probably the limits. People that spend 2 weeks, or, you know, Europeans that come and spend 21 days, you can't... I don't think you would want to do a... It's a very different vacation. You're not going to play it the same as you would. You're going to spend a lot of time sitting in the lobby... And enjoying the...
Get out of my lobby! Why are you here every night?
Yeah. But I think you would definitely start to enjoy the dining. You'll relax more. You might watch some TV in your room, rent some DVDs. You're going to relax, and you're going to kind of make it a home away from home with the perks of Disney, you know, kind of whenever you want it.
Well, and there are people who do that because, you know, I had someone... talking to me the other day, and they were saying, wow, I didn't realize I needed to make a campsite reservation for Christmas 400 and some odd days in advance. And I said, yeah, you know, you have these retirees who stay down there for 3 months straight. I guess that's different, though, because they're in their camper and they have their friends and everything. So, but I don't think...
That's a little community. I mean, it is different.
A little community. But you also hear about people who own DVC who own a lot of points who will come down for like a month, you know? And, not something I think I could do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I could do a month, but I've always felt like maybe 9 nights or 10 nights would be ideal. Just because, even going a lot, it's like when you're there, I break my own rule of I'm going to enjoy, some downtime and stuff. And I feel like while I'm here, I want to be in the parks. But staying longer also gives you that option of, well, I'm going to hang out at the pool most of the day and maybe head to the parks tonight for food and wine or at 7 o'clock for the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. I'll go enjoy that, or something like that. So I don't know. I mean, I would love to be able to just – I keep saying one day I'm going to have one full day at a water park or I'm going to have one full day by the pool. I'm not going to do anything but the pool. I'm just going to lounge at Stormalong Bay all day. It hasn't happened yet. And I've lived in Florida 13 years, and it hasn't happened yet.
We've actually done the Stormalong Bay, where it's been hotel time and, a little bit of beaches and cream and Stormalong Bay, and we've done – it's nice.
Right.
They've got lots of deck games – not deck, but pool games.
Oh, yeah, like pool games and stuff. No, I mean, there's plenty of entertainment to be found or just sitting there and enjoying the pool at your resort. I just – for some reason, I always intend to do it, and it just, it never.
I've never done it. The closest I've come is that time that we had to go to happy hour with Gregory, and we had to sit there for 2 hours, and I was just like, come on, park, park, park.
Oh, my God. That was actually, I actually was watching you. You actually look like you're in pain.
Did I really? Seriously?
No. Well, but
and that 3 hours at Club 33 where I was like, when are we going to get out of here? I want to go back to the park.
That was bad. Yeah, that went on a little too long. But, but this actually makes me think of, short trips, a no park trip. And some people will do those, and they'll take like a long weekend and they won't buy park tickets and they'll just spend time, at Downtown Disney or, just enjoying the resort. And maybe that's what I need to do is take a short
no park trip.
Mm-mm. You don't think?
No, I would have to go into the Magic Kingdom at least.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think I could. No, I think I have.
It would actually be, would be painful. It would be painful. I actually had to drive past Disney once and not go in because I promised Rich we wouldn't go to Disney World 1 year.
Wow.
And I swear I was like, when you see those kids with their noses pressed up against the window?
Looking at the candy?
No, that was me. We were driving past and Rich is like, oh, look, there's the entrance to Disney World. And I was like a little kid with my face plastered up against the window of the car.
See, I guess it's so different, being when I was living – I'm not as close as I was when I was living in Orlando, but, I used to drive by constantly. And, there were points when I was at, Downtown Disney buying stuff for family or gifts or whatever. And I was there, every single day. Every day. Or I would – so it was, nothing for me to drive by that sign. So I guess it doesn't bother me now, but I totally –
How many times has he rubbed it in during the show?
During the show,
like
a lot.
This rubbing it in show today.
I don't like Bob right now.
Wait. Yeah, this is from Chris, who is coming down in August, September. She's got a trip in January. She's got
Those are research trips.
That's right. Research. All in the name of research. It's pot meet kettle.
I'm just coming down at the end of August to see you and Donna. I'm not really going to the parks.
We're eating at California. We're eating at California Grill again. We're gonna give it a shot.
Yes.
See what it's like. You got to try it again.
But it's
research. That is research.
That is research. I agree.
One other thing that occurred to me with longer trips. Let's say you've got 7 nights. And you've always been curious about staying at a deluxe, but you can't afford it for the whole week. Split stay, yes or no?
I think a split stay is a really good idea if you're not on the dining plan. So you just have to get your tickets with the first package. And you could even do the dining plan on the first part of the trip, but then on the second part, you're going to have to go ahead and, you know, just have a room-only reservation. So what you would do is if there's free dining, you would take the free dining at a value for the first part of your trip. The second part of your trip, you do a deluxe with a room discount. That actually works out really well.
Okay. But, I mean, Lauren, yes or no? Split stay?
You didn't really.
Yeah, I would do the split stay if I didn't have the dining plan. I agree.
I love the split stay. I mean, we did that in June. We stayed at three places in 4 nights. That was awesome. And you know why that was awesome?
Because we also, had a car. But that's also not hard if you're without children.
Yeah, because we didn't have kids with us.
If you're there with a whole bunch of kids and trying to move around a couple times, it can be hard.
Well, we had Steve.
That's true. We didn't have Steve.
Well, and for...
But you know what? That was Lisa's issue. She had to take care of Steve.
For people that don't know, I mean, a split stay, you know, obviously is exactly what it sounds like, splitting your time between two resorts. Disney will actually, you know, you can leave your bags with Bell Services and they will move them over to your second resort.
In reality, though, they do take forever to do
that. It can take a long time, so you have to plan accordingly. The other thing is, though, in order for you to get to your new resort, you either, you know, have to go to a park first and get Disney transportation, or
have
have transportation and don't let her drive on the 5 in L.A.
On the phone. Canada,
you know.
Just
you
stop.
Know, you know, or you know, if you don't have your own car, maybe take a taxi or something because, Disney transportation doesn't run resort to resort. So
it's really not a big deal, though.
It's not. If you're going to another park the morning that you're moving over, it's not a huge deal because you just
give them your luggage.
You go to a park, right. You give them your luggage, you head off to a park, and at the you know, when you're ready to return back to your resort, you just get on the bus or monorail or boat or whatever it is back to your new resort and handle that. So yeah, it's perfectly easy to do. But what do you think? I mean, if you were doing like value and moderate or moderate and deluxe, what do you think? Doing the higher grade resort at the beginning of your stay
at the end,
you always want to end on a high.
Yeah, you can't go down.
Yeah.
Okay. I concur.
Okay.
I also like saying the word concur.
That's the lawyer in you.
Yeah, it is a lawyer in you.
We're going to knock ergo. That out of you.
Yeah. I also like saying ergo, but it doesn't, you know.
I thought it was ergo.
Oh, ergo, whatever. Potato, potato.
No. I think it sounds fancier when you say
tomato,
ergo.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, you know.
Let's call the whole thing off. Are we going to start tap dancing or something?
Show tunes tonight on Mass Chat.
You know I'm there, especially if they're Disney show tunes.
Disney show tunes. Oh, that would be a fun episode.
We could do
like Disney.
That would be so bad.
That would be awful. But it would be.
We would lose so many listeners.
Yeah.
I think
probably losing some right now.
I think we're taking this show a little too long. We need to get done.
It's because we don't have
Steve isn't here to yell at us.
I know. That's the whole deal. We don't have like grumpy Mr.
We don't have Steve going. Come on, move it along.
Come on, let's go.
I think there's a lot of issues to cover, but I think we've, I don't know, I think we've covered a lot of them.
That's going to wrap it up for this week's show. Thank you to PixieVacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. And don't forget, send in those comments and questions. Send those to comments@mousechat.net. You know what? I think we need another word of the podcast for Bob. So if there is a specific word, and use your best judgment on this, but if there's a specific word you would like to hear Bob work into one of his comments, send it in. comments@mousechat.net. Join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.